Fabia Preminger is with us live via telephone from Israel. I mentioned to you that there is a live campaign going on right now, a charity campaign, which, by the way, is associated with our dear friend Rabbi Grossman and the dear cause of Migdal Or. And as I said, this is a campaign, this is a cause that helps us help our brothers and sisters in the state of Israel. Simple as that. Right now, Migdal Or has a global 2x matching campaign for Israel's children. Your embrace today reassures Israel's orphaned and at-risk children they can overcome the heartbreaking reality that they're in. And together we could turn this tragedy into triumph. And by the way, Migdal Or and Rabbi Grossman have done this thousands of times before. And I don't even know if that's an exaggeration when I say thousands of times. We can create a new future for Israel and especially for these children in Israel. And I direct you to a charity, C-H-A-R-I-D-Y, charity.com/Migdal Or USA. Fabia Preminger spends the majority of her time in the business world, but some might argue she spends even more time than that as a volunteer for the efforts of Rabbi Grossman and Migdal Or, and she is with us live via telephone on this Tuesday morning. Fabia Preminger, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Hello, hello. A pleasure to be talking to you. World famous Nachum Siegel. You have warm regards from Rabbi Grossman, who send you warm regards and lots of bracha v'atzlacha. He's a big fan of yours.
I appreciate that very much, and please wish him a Shana Tova Umituka from all of us. I see, by the way, thank God, that this campaign, thank God, is doing very well. We want everybody who's listening to participate. Explain to this audience why this is such an important campaign, why this money is so necessary for this mission to continue in Israel.
Absolutely. So Rav Grossman started Migdal Or over 50 years ago. He transformed the city of Migdal HaEmek from a crime and poverty place to an empire of Torah and mitzvahs and great deeds. He really, with the Rebbetzin, they do that unbelievable job in Migdal HaEmek and all over the country. Lots of orphans and lots of immigrants and lots of disadvantaged children. I had the chutz to meet the Rav over 21 years ago when I was living in New York. And I was totally, totally, totally taken by him, as anyone, I think, is when they meet the Rav.
Oh, yeah.
The Rav told me, come to Israel. And the Rav said, come to Israel and go to my mom. So Rabbits and Gut Apparel in Neah Shearim. I went there to meet with her. And I asked for a personal bracha. And when I was there, I met one of the Rav's sisters, Rebbetzin Rachel Nussbaum, who is a powerhouse, and she's the wife of a very gadol Rav Naftali Nussbaum. She is the Rav's sister, one of. I was talking to her, and she was telling me what she does. And you can just see this woman who is totally connected to God and totally a feet in the ground. And I said, what do you do? I want to do with you. And then she was telling me about the colors. She said, the same kids that they go to Migdal Or, that the Rav and the Rebbetzin, they are by now over 10,000 kids, not just in Migdal HaEmek, but all over the country under Migdal Or. The same kids that they were, they didn't have kids, they didn't have home and parents. So when they were little, when they grew up, they still don't have parents to marry them off. And then she asked me, do you want to sponsor a couple to get married and to build up their homes? I said, oh, well, let me ask my parents. My parents loved the idea, and we said, let's go, let's sponsor a wedding. And then the other day she calls me, there is another couple getting married. What do you do about that? And
No, I hear it. I'm laughing only because it's contagious. Once they ask you to help the first, they request that you just keep on going. And obviously, I'm sure you've helped so many couples over these years. So is this campaign? Because generally, Migdalar, when they're raising money, especially here in the United States, it's obviously to help with the orphans and all the monies that are necessary to help families that are in great need. Is this campaign being done specifically to help the young brides and grooms that are from Migdalar?
So that's a great question. The campaign is a universal campaign right now. It's a UK and Canada and Brazil and Mexico and Israel. It's like from worldwide. We focus on the brides. We focus on the colors. We started with 1 year, 25 colors. Thank God, or unfortunately, the need is so great. This year, 2024, we have over 770 colors that we help.
Unbelievable. And it's fine if you don't have an exact number, because I don't know if the campaign works that way. But you've done this before. You've sponsored colors and young couples. About how much money does one need to give to take care of the needs of one of these colors?
So that's a great question. We suggest $5,000 per couple, which of course does not cover it all, but we cannot come and ask donors for $10,000, $15,000 per couple. What we do is that the rabbit knows the colors, and we give sometimes more to the wedding, sometimes more for the household. We help out with furniture. We help out with pots and pans and dishes, right. Color teachers, electric devices, furniture. So we divide the funds for different needs.
All right, everybody. It's Elul. It's Elul. And we always step up our chesed offerings during this month as we lead up to Rosh Hashanah, as we lead up to the brand new year. There are a lot of kalas, a lot of brides in Migdalar that need a tremendous amount of financial help, as Fabia Preminger has described to us. And right now, this campaign, this charity campaign, charity, charidy.com/Migdalar USA, this campaign, as much as it's a general campaign for the work of Rabbi and Rebbetzin Grossman, it is specifically targeting the brides and grooms, the young couples that are in tremendous need of having their wedding paid for, having the pre-wedding stuff paid for, and obviously having so many items in their own household, whether it be kitchen items or furniture items, paid for as they get started. So what greater chesed can you do than helping out a chassan and kala as they get started? Go to charity.com, charidy.com/Migdalar USA. And as I said yesterday, I said to Avrami yesterday, I said, you know, it's Migdalar. I don't think this audience has to be convinced that it's a worthwhile cause. Migdalar with Rabbi Grossman has an unbelievable track record. Anything associated with him and his family, you know, is going to go to the right place. So if you're looking for somewhere to support now, this time of year, go to charity.com, charidy.com/Migdalar USA. Fabia Preminger is with us live via telephone. Fabia, anything else you'd like to add about this? Anything else that people should know about this campaign?
Yes, very quickly. First of all, you gave great the link. Just if you can add Fabia, my name, after Migdalar USA/Fabia. That's going to be direct to
us. Oh, so let me just mention that. Okay, so everybody, as you go to your computer and your phone, it's charity.com, charidy.com/Migdalar USA/Fabia, FABIA. Thank you for that. Now go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to say that whoever wants to donate, or even without donating, wants to send names for bracha, they're welcome to send me names for bracha, and I pass it on to the couples who are getting married. Many people, when they get married, they want to sponsor an underprivileged or orphan couple in Israel. So we do that. We do this matching, so they can contact me as my name, fabia.preminger@gmail.com. If they send me their date of weddings and their names, we can send it to Hassan and Kalas to daven for them as they're walking the Yahupa. And one more thing I want to say, that the Rav emphasizes that the Rav's father, Rav Yisrael Grossman, before he passed away, he wrote on his will, and he said that to his children that were around his bed, that unless they marry off the alumni and the children of Migdal Or, they are not completing their education. That unless they know that they have a home, that they are building a home, a Torah big home, so he didn't finish his job. So the Rav takes it very serious that we should invest in this Zachas HaSkala. And then whenever they get married and have kids and generations to come in Israel, all the Torah mitzvahs that all these generations and kids are performing, they the mitzvahs and the schus go to all of those who help them get married.
Wow.
So I think that's very important for everyone to know.
It certainly is, and we appreciate that. All right, if you want a direct connection to Rabbi Grossman, which I know many people do, you want to get a message to him, or if you want to send names in to be thought of and davened for under the chuppah, as you just heard Fabia offer, you could write to her directly, fabia.preminger@gmail.com. Right? That's the address, fabia.preminger@gmail?
Excellent, excellent, excellent.
Fabia, F-A-B-I-A, dot Preminger, the way it sounds, @gmail.com. Or you could obviously go to her page in the charity campaign and become part of this incredible sponsorship for Chassanim and Kalas as they get their life started. It's charity.com, charidy.com/Migdal Or. Or has an H in it, MigdalOrUSA/Fabia. MigdalOrUSA/Fabia. Well, Todah Rabah, thank you so much for joining us. I hope the campaign's a great success. When does it go? It goes until tonight?
Until tonight, yes. So that's a pleasure. I've met you, Nachum, in Yerushalayim, in Hebron, and now to talk over the phone like that is really a pleasure. Very humbled and honored.
Todah Rabah. Thank you very much for that. And Shana Tova Umetuka. Fabia Preminger, reminding everybody to give and let Rabbi Grossman continue his amazing work. charity.com/MigdalOrUSA/Fabia. If you want to be in touch with her for any reason, get messages directly to Rabbi Grossman, etc. Fabia, F-A-B-I-A, F-A-B-I-A. Preminger@gmail.com. More coming up. It is a Tuesday morning broadcast here at JM in the AM.